today, John Kerry set off from Aurora, Colorado on a bus trip that will end next week in Boston at the Democratic National Convention. Although Kerry is running about even with President Bush in most polls, surveys show that many voters still haven't developed much enthusiasm for him, and that makes his appearance in Boston next week crucial. It's one of his only chances to define himself, unchallenged by his opponents. NPR's Mara Liasson has the story.
By the time John Kerry stands on the podium Thursday night, arms raised with his running mate John Edwards, the American people will have had the week to form an important judgment. Is Kerry a better alternative to George W. Bush? Jeff Guerin is a Democratic strategist, not affiliated with the Kerry campaign. He says the convention is the best opportunity Kerry has.
This is about the character of John Kerry, who he is as a leader, how his leadership qualities come across, not just what his convictions are, but the strength of his convictions, and his bond with people. He needs to do that. He needs to create a personal connection with the voters. At this stage, there's not any hostility or antagonism, but people don't have a great personal sense of John Kerry.
But Republicans, like Scott Reed, who managed Bob Dole's campaign in 1996, say voters do have a personal sense of Kerry, and it's a negative one. He's a liberal, a tax raiser, a flip-flopper. And, says Reed, that makes Boston even more important for Kerry.
Kerry has a little pressure on him because for the last 4 months, he's had a real difficult time connecting with voters. And this big speech at the convention is his first big opportunity to show the American people that he's capable of being commander-in-chief, someone who could occupy the Oval Office.
Every convention gives a presidential candidate and his party a chance to overcome some of their deficits with voters. In 1992, in Madison Square Garden in New York City, Bill Clinton convinced enough Americans that he and his party were not old-style, big-spending, weak-on-crime Democrats. This year, with national security a top issue, Kerry and the Democrats have to change the minds of voters who trust President Bush and the Republicans more to keep America safe. It's why Kerry talks about his own Vietnam service so often in his stump speech.
I learned what happens when you're carrying a gun in another country and you're trying to decide who's a friend and who's a foe. And every day, you know you may be blown away and you wonder why. I know what happens. And I know that the obligation of the Commander-in-Chief of the Armed Forces of the United States is to be able to look parents in the eyes, look a family in the eyes, and be able to say to them, I tried to do everything in my power to avoid the loss of your son or daughter. But the threat was so real, the threat was so imminent, we had no choice.
In Boston, Kerry will be introduced by Max Cleland, a triple amputee Vietnam veteran and former senator. He'll be surrounded by fellow Navy officers who served on the Swift boats with him in Vietnam 35 years ago. The military references are a way to demonstrate his ability to be the commander-in-chief, but also to show that Kerry is a regular guy. And that's an important goal of the convention, says Democratic strategist Donna Brazile, who ran Al Gore's campaign in 2000.
I think this is an opportunity to Kerry to humanize himself, to really say to the American people, I'm not just a senator, I'm a father. I served in Vietnam. I was a prosecutor. And he has to do it with a certain amount of grace and comfort so the American people will not only warm up to him, but wrap their arms around him and to go out there this fall and to support him and work for him.
Political scientist Gerald Pomper, who's written a book about nominating conventions, says they are transforming events for a candidate, the political equivalent of a bar mitzvah.
They're what the anthropologists call rites of passage, where somebody is moving from being a politician and a candidate to being one of the two people who's going to be president after January.
If Kerry is successful next week, and success is defined by how big a bounce he gets in the polls, it will be because he helped enough undecided voters imagine him sitting in the Oval Office. To that end, Pomper says, Kerry doesn't have to change his image. He just has to give voters a reason to vote for him, not simply against George W. Bush.
I think the majority of the voters do not want to keep Bush, and that's indicated in the polls. A majority say he does not deserve re-election. On the other hand, what's the alternative, which is the real question in life and in politics. And they have to be convinced that the alternative is at least equal in capability and perhaps even better.
To do that, Kerry has to somehow change the stubborn dynamic of the campaign so far, a dead-even race where he has not been able to take advantage of voters' desire for a change. In Boston, he gets his best chance to date to make his case. Mara Liasson, NPR News.